Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit the upsstore.com/packing.
Hal, with Samus is the man beside you. Samus sharts on Lennon in state. Wow. Vine boom noise. Samus is Skylar White, yo. Vine boom noise. Followed up with, it is illegal in the UK to feed a horse whilst on a carriage.
Wow.
Is That's it? True. You can't feed a horse.
Wow. Is it actually?
Oh, man. I know what I'm doing this weekend. Robot. I'm going to find a horse and a carriage.
Oh, I swear, how is the Mind funniest guy Hal knows? Like...
Let me guess. Hal, do you watch a lot of QI and just go like, this is my personality? QI. Oh.
No, I work too much alone.
You give too much time to think.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Law Crimes. Yay! The day before Valentine's Day.
That's why we're not doing it tomorrow. I forgot.
Some of us are selfish and have significant others.
Crazy. We're actually playing D&D on Valentine's Day.
That sounds amazing.
The speed that Eli chipped in, like, yes, I have a wife, I have things to do. Like, yes,
dude, well done, you throw that out there.
Also, the youngest of all of us,
Welcome,
everyone. It's your boys, Law Crimes. Shout out to the live people who are here on usually Friday, but Thursday night. Yeah, we have all the people in the chat. We love you. Welcome aboard. And for those who are just audio listeners, we've got a bit of a treat today because you never thought this would happen. You never thought. My goodness, Mister, I've never read a Horus Heresy book.
You aren't going to believe it.
Crazy.
Would you like to explain, Colin, or justify yourself?
Well, something Hal requested of me, I will say no more on it. I have read, finally, a Horus Heresy book, Horus Rising. You know, I will say it was a good book. I will also say, in true me fashion, I'm probably not going to read any more until I'm asked of it again. But, you know, I didn't hate the book. I listened to it. It was a solid experience.
I would say I like it more because of the next two books. Because then you see so many, like, like if you say, you know, I really like Fellowship of the Ring, but the whole Lord of the Rings package, like, it puts things earlier into context and make you enjoy it more. So we're ready for this one. As Colin rightfully said, he's not going to have to do this now because he has ticked this box off. And I know it was just funny because Colin previously, if anyone checks out our previous episodes on quizzes, Colin has I think run the Empire of Man episode and therefore didn't get to answer anything about Empire of Man. But we're ready for this.
I want to tell chat about my lunch because I think they'll like it. I came home from my workout because I've been talking on Discord for like an hour and I'm really late. I didn't have time and I have no rice, so I got my cold beef out of the fridge and cold ramen or uncooked ramen noodles for lunch. So that's what I'm chowing down on today, chat.
I mean, look, as long as the beef is cooked, you know, that's...
Yeah, it's cooked cold beef. Look at that nice...
That's, you know, it is
nice
what it
fat
is.
Right there, nice marble fat,
God, it's disgusting.
It's tasty.
It is tasty.
Says the man from the UK.
Oh,
what do you mean? You don't want to have like sprinkle sprouts and beans or something?
Eli, we're not on a versus today. Chill.
I saw a video.
What even is Canadian cuisine? I don't even know.
Poutine.
You have that in the UK.
You know what we call it in the UK? It's called chips, cheese, and gravy.
Chips. All right, pal. Eat your Lay's and gravy. Whatever you say.
Lay's?
Lay's or chips?
Yeah, we get a,
I saw
what a chip is a discussion for another time.
I saw a video today of a British bloke ordering a spud And he was asking for like poo and diarrhea to be put on and stuff like that. I don't know. That was just something that I thought of. It was funny.
Poo and diarrhea, not just poo.
Do you guys have potatoes? Like, moving on. Potatoes was... Okay, whatever.
We have potatoes.
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean? No, I mean, but, like, do you go to the... Is there like a potato store where they put things on your potato? Is that a thing?
I mean, there are like baked potato like vendors. Like,
Eli, why do you think Ireland didn't have potatoes for a bit? Who do you think took them?
Don't get me started on Jersey and the Jersey Royals. Oh, look at us. We're good at cooking. We made potatoes. You just put them in the ground. God. Leave them alone.
Well, come this on. Is a... For the people who came for their Warhammer content. You sick individuals. Today is a Horus Rising quiz. If you were playing along or they knew the answers, obviously we will not be reading us, those who are playing, but feel free to play along if you want to. Obviously, be aware, there will be spoilers for stuff. But it's also to test your knowledge. This book is, what, 2005? Horus Rising? It's been out
something
a little while.
Like that, yeah.
Good book, though. Colin, are you ready to make my Horus rise?
I am. Oh, hello, Dutch. Dutch, I'm going to send you horrors if you keep saying, if you keep acting up. I have more horrors.
Bruh. All right, we're ready for round one, then.
All right. Well, like I said, like I briefly mentioned at the start, we've got the classic easy, medium, hard, but it is also me and Andy's here. So for some people, it might be easy, easy, slightly less easy. As for I read this book literally 10 years ago, you know, I make no promises.
It's over. Another lose for the OG.
Let's get into it. So, yeah, you know, we're going to start easy as we can. What line does the book start with?
Oh, I mean, it's bloody iconic.
And one bonus point. If you give me the line of the funny comment that we spent about 30 minutes straight laughing at on that video that I've just, of Horus just farting.
Oh, wait, what? Your video? What? Hmm? What?
You know, maybe don't.
I know exactly what he's talking about, brother.
You know, because you know what? No bonus point, but I will put that video in that.
Do it.
Wow, I spelt a basic word wrong. This is truly the worst day.
What? Oh, how can't spell?
I literally cannot spell, though. It's not my fault.
Man, I also can't. Scripts with 35,000 words, can't spell a single one of them.
If my voice does sound, it probably sounds fine now, but later I have been recording up a whole ass Dante video, and my God, that poor man, he just didn't let him go, man. Let him rest. Oh goodness!
All right, all of the answer. Jesus Christ, Dutch.
Oh no, what he said.
Whatever, you know, he sent me something, which, you know, I'll gracefully put into the general.
Thankful says farting on Horace Lupercal's door.
All right, the answers are all in.
Hal Gooms and Nick Avocado? What does...
The answers are all in, and sure enough, you all got it right. I was there the day Horus slew the Emperor. That's one point for you all. Andy, or no, Hal, and I think Eli was on it, but you know, we won't make that a bonus point. I was there the day Horus shat himself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I still great. Laugh when I think of that.
I was there the day Horus shat himself. Thank you, Logan.
I'm going to do a poopy. Oh no, Horus, no. Anyway.
All right. So, one point for everyone.
Primarch turds, like, do they have like a special toilet, or is it just they don't do it?
Dude, I mean they have to. Like, surely.
Oh, that just reminds me of the sad story of Andre the Giant, the wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He was gigantic. He had to go toilet in baths and such because normal toilets were too small. It's sad.
Damn. Well, now I'm depressed.
It's not a blessing to be big.
Okay. Next question. Jesus.
Next question.
Oh, my God.
Next question. Let's move it along. Question two. What did Erebus steal from the Inarex that sparked conflict and indeed, you could argue, started the entire heresy?
Did he steal rhythm?
Yeah, he the Inarex had no groove after this.
And that's why they couldn't dance.
I'm going to put a long answer because otherwise I'm going to get people in the chat going, actually.
Where's the stretch tool on Fortopia? Can somebody tell me in the chat?
Yeah, I suppose I did forget part of the last answer. I was also sent a picture of an inflated horse by Eli.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Put it in the chat. Let's have a look. Yeah.
Could you do the rest of the quiz, but in Tucker Carlson's voice?
I don't know how to do that, so no.
And watch this 2.5 minute tutorial while we do the quiz.
What is going on? What is happening?
Eli's getting devious. The answers are all in. Another right on everyone. We got a... Well, you know what? Hal gave just a nice, clean answer. The Kynbrak anathema. I wasn't looking for Kynbrak, but you know... You sent it in. I appreciate that.
Because there's more than one anathema part.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but...
They break it up.
I would have just lived with anathema, but, you know, the Kynbrak, you and Andy both were nice and included it all. Andy went above and beyond, of course. Kynbrak, anathema, sword. Parentheses became a dagger later called Athamus.
Yeah.
Athames.
They break it down.
Athames, and then
yeah.
Eli...
They broke the sword into daggers.
Yeah. And then Eli sent poo poo pee pee cum knife anathema, which, you know, I'll count it. Oh, I guess
we're on a strong start for 10 minutes indeed. Into the episode. Yeah,
I mean, everyone's got strong, you know, points. No one's missed one. And then true. For the last of the easy section, what's the name of the fat, drunken remembrancer poet who gets the snot kicked out of him due to him saying the Imperium would fall one day?
I think it's a guy.
And you know, this name, I'm not going to worry about how to spell it. I had to look him up so I knew how to spell it.
You should read the next books because he has a plot line, this guy. He has a plot line.
All right. Just waiting on one answer and it's coming in now. I'm excited to see what abomination is.
He got in trouble. Thanks. He got in trouble for staring at Shoveler. Euphrates Keeler's chest.
And the answers are in. We have a...
Someone in the chat said his name was Andy. Thanks very much.
Wow.
Thanks.
We've got a... We have Hal and Andy with the right answer. Ignace Carcassi. I don't know, but I think between your two answers and how I spelled it, we have three different ways to spell Carcassi. And for Eli, unfortunately, you don't get a point for
crazy.
Ida no bro, Big King Dave smoking big doinks in Amish land.
Smoking big doinks in Amish land.
Is that the Fortnite? Is that Airsoft Fatty?
No, I don't think so. It's a different guy. It's Big Very King Dave.
He looks like Airsoft Fatty.
Why am I thinking of the... Oh my God, it's Jesus Christ. I'm Jesus Christ. He lifted the kid up and people were throwing stuff at the kid trying to take him away. What's that from again?
I think that's from an Oni cartoon.
Oh, it's so funny.
Dude, I was...
Like, no stops. No.
The hammer. He's real. Dude, take my picture. Oh, and Dutch has also now sent me Big King Dave.
Nice. Good man, Dutch. Good man.
Bruh, people.
It's
such a weird existence. This is what we do.
We got the final tally. 3 points for Hal and Andy, and 2 for Eli. We're gonna move on to the medium round. How's everyone feeling?
Pretty confident. Going well so
far.
I'm hoping to at least match Andy on this one because I'm like Andy's gonna know this like the back of his hand.
Oh, I know how to do this.
All right, well, hey, you're tied for now still, and Eli's only 1 point behind, so we can get there. For medium now, we're going to move on. What looms over Carcassi during the speech about how 6319 was to be rebuilt? Something's just towering over him, he notices.
Oh. Okay.
What was the question? Who looms over who?
there's a speech that, you know, the Remembrance of Carcasses, you know, he's uh-huh. listening in on about how the planet they conquered with the fake Imperium is going to be rebuilt. And during that, he notices something just looming over him in the crowd.
Is it obesity?
It is not. I think that's just him.
Yeah, poor guy has to, you know, like, he probably, it says in the book that he wanders around places. I think he just waddles, and I think that's cuter.
Wow.
Shout out to my boy. The audiobook does such a good job of that, because he's like, hello. And he's such, like, he sounds like a real smarmy idiot. gotta love this guy.
I don't know about this one. Because I'm wondering, is it a person or is it a thing?
I can give a hint.
Can I have a hint, please?
It's not a person. It's not a person.
I'm gonna go with something kind of generic because I don't know.
Yeah, I told you, Dutch. I told you I had more horrors.
I haven't even checked yet, but I want to see if Thankful has said something diabolical whilst I'm doing this quiz, because I know, brother, who is sending me messages about, you know, does your girlfriend know about me? Like, what do you mean, Thankful? No. The day that happens, that's the day I literally, it's over. I end it all.
Speaking of over, the answers are in, and only Hal got this one right. I don't know if it was specifically that one, but it was a Titan just looming over, and it kind of threw him. Like, he was wondering, like, is this thing going to turn on?
I'll take it. It was the thing you said looming over, and I honestly don't remember if that was in the book. I just thought, what's the thing they have that's really big and it's probably not a ship?
I thought it would be a like Titan. A character, like, he's talking all of a sudden, and it's just like Abaddon's there, and he looks, and he doesn't realize that, and he just is like...
Nah, oh, Colin hasn't got that part yet.
Sneaking up on me.
Yeah, Abaddon almost beats him to death. That's in the next book.
As for Andy, he gave, you know, a solid guess, an Imperial Aquila. They do make those pretty big sometimes, but was not it. Yeah. Eli, Abaddon, I guess, Big King Dave again. I'm afraid, sir, that is not a point.
It's the next book, you think. Yeah, Abaddon literally looms over him in the next book, though. So it's quite close.
For the next book, that would have been a point. Unfortunately, this is not the next book.
It's so, you should read it. Abaddon snarls at him with rage.
I was speaking, it was the big doink in Amish land. That's what it was.
Question two. Christ. Question two. What does Euphrady Keeler do when confronted by the possessed Jubal? What is her immediate reaction?
Okay.
So it's not immediately fast-tracked to to Denny's on a...
No, it was not. She immediately ran to...
What's he done?
All right. You're being a cheeky boy.
Bearing in mind, this is right after
You think I'm not going to commit and say that out loud, Eli? You're sorely mistaken.
I'm a believer.
Someone literally gets their head bitten off, don't they? Like, just before that? In the scene?
I forget. It's been a while since we do these. We usually read them at the end, so I should probably go. You know, we'll just get to the next question and then do the and then.
Oh yeah, sorry. Out.
Oh, okay.
So next question then. Final question of medium. What does Horus think the Emperor is attempting to do since he left for Terra? He has, when he's explaining stuff to Garville Loken, he says, "I think Big E's doing this."
Yet.
I can give another
Bear
hint.
In mind, it's been like 2 years since I've read the book.
Is there some leeway on this one? Just because it's kind
Yeah, no, this one, there's some leeway. It's not, you know, I don't need line for line this explanation. Just like a something, just like in the ballpark.
Can we have a hint?
It has to do with the warp.
Um,
And it's not to do with like anything cutesy, like he's setting up, you know, a nice day trip for dad and the boys. It's not his custody time.
Ah, damn. I don't know this. I'm just going to go with...
Nor is it defecating a bathtub in the wall. Jesus Christ. I wish I didn't know that now. My life is completely altered.
Sucks, but I've got an answer. Oh, well.
All right. Answers are in. So we jumped ahead a bit. So there's two questions to read out now. You know, we're getting back into form. It's been a minute. Current status is 4 Hal, 3 Andy, 2 Eli. Yeah. So for the last two questions, the medium. What does Euphrates do when she sees the possessed Jubal? She takes a picture. So that is a point for Andy and Hal. Eli, with the answer of, Mycel, Amanda, I read this book a decade ago. I don't know.
Did you say salamander with a hard R?
Salamander.
No, we did not do that. Jeez. And then for the last one, what does Horace think Biggie's trying to do? Only Hal gets the point. So he it was like basically thought he was, you know, go try and tame the warp, conquer the warp, something more outright, you know, imperial in nature. We're gonna bring it to heel and all that stuff. Horace did not think he was trying to become all powerful, Andy. And no, he did not know about the web boy. It was just his best guess.
Yeah, because I knew he didn't know about the web way, but I was like, oh, if you're going to be doing something, the only game in town is the Eldar at this point, because the orcs have been destroyed, Necrons don't exist, Tyranids don't exist, something warpish. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a solid guess, but that was not quite. So the final tally that I believe is 6 for Hal, 4 for Andy, and Eli still got 2.
Yeah, baby. I got a big thing coming, though.
Can't
I got
keep
big
getting away
coming.
With this.
Oh yeah.
So how's Brace everyone ourselves. Feeling for the hard section?
Depends.
I'm sure Hal's feeling great.
I'm just worried, like, it's going to be, like, something, like, it's going to completely stump us. I'm going to have to go through my absolute list of terrible references, like Mitch McConnell or something. I've already used him too much in the quiz. I don't need to bring out the old jowled man anymore.
Should we read donations before we go to the
hard section? Should we do some donos before we move to the next section? First one from Bean. One of you looks really good today.
I hate this bit.
Why do you hate it?
Because it's obviously meant to make us go like, which it's like they say.
Andy, it's always
you
Andy.
You go to two girls. You mean, like, one of you looks good, and then you're like, which one is it? Oh, one of us is ugly, bruh. Does anyone take that one?
Donkey Man USA stream late due to Hal gooning to Samus's whispers.
Real?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not because of me.
Skelnar the Underlord became a YouTube member. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I also like to mention. Oh, sorry, someone. Angry Homunculus for £2. Colin, ask Stormcast Eternal questions instead.
I was really tempted to do that for the bonus question. Just completely.
Don't do it.
Could we also give a shout out to? I was about to bring up this person. Don't want to take this one.
Chillaxi's Wettest Gripper. Thank you for the 4-month member. Always a good name. I realize Eli don't have microphones on the podium.
Do any of us?
What do you mean by this?
No.
I don't think any of us do.
What did he mean by this?
He means, do you not have winds?
I have winds.
Oh, the podium of our avatars. Of our avatars don't have microphones.
Let's do. Tom Warren with the 5. I won't be carrying on my chat lore rant here. Ah, that's huge. But I will ask if any of the boys have played any Age of Wonders. Eli, have we played any Age of Wonders?
I made Colin buy that game, and we have not played it yet.
We played it once.
It's a really fun game, though.
Yeah, Tom Warren went on a Age of Wonders lore rant stream, or just tirade in my last stream. It was appreciated, even if I didn't know what the hell I was reading.
I did find it very endearing, the excitement that Eli showed just there. That was quite wholesome.
I've been too busy to stream, and Colin's always too busy to stream too, so I don't get to do it very much.
The gaming storyteller. Thank you for the 2 euro, Dutch. Another lore crimes, another Hal poop question.
Wow.
That's real.
If it's not cutlery shaped, I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
I know about you and cutlery, Hal. Come on.
The poop knife. How old is that reference now?
This close knife. To Valentine's.
One of the first ever videos.
Yeah, like I think the second video we did was the pub quiz on the Death Guard. So
that
it's that old.
That's when we took turn editing videos instead of making Andy do everything for us. I edited that video. That was Fabius Bio one.
Shout out to the best Death Guard Kyber's game.
Yeah, baby.
And it's a poop.
The original lore crime.
Bruh. That was a
right,
bad
we've
one.
Got to stop Hal. He's getting right, away with yep. it again.
6-4-2.
Fuck that guy.
Andy,
I believe
in you.
In the hole.
Thank you.
I can't wait till we have to give Hal a fucking diamond stud.
Oh, I appreciate it.
All right. Let's get to the hard section now. All right. So, first one. What word does Euphrady Keeler nearly say helped her get over her trauma from the encounter with Samus? So, she's talking to Loken, who kind of realizes, damn, she was on her own. How did she get over this? And when she's talking, she almost says a certain word that's a bit of a no-no word in the Imperium.
No words.
Bruh.
What was the question? Sorry?
It's basically this is what Euphrady Keeler almost said helped her get over her trauma after the encounter with, you know, Samus and the possessed space marine.
How about that? I think I might have an idea.
You have an idea?
Good.
Eli, maybe I can work something there.
Thanks, Bell. I'm almost finished my magnum opus.
I'm not proud of my answer.
No, you shouldn't be. But with all the answers.
It's on me for the episode.
Next question. What does Lucius do with a mega arachnid that's nearly heretical? No, he does not have sex with it. I'll just preempt all of those.
Oh, yeah.
Can we also put another backup answer?
Go nuts.
Oh, my God.
Lucius, the worst character in the whole book.
Wrong.
Eric Chorgadon being like, look at his git.
Wrong, I hate him.
Hey, Eidolon, idiot. How about you fight these aliens properly, idiot? Dumb.
Wrong.
I like how I've just found like the agitation button.
It's been a while Eli, since we had a good baby.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the best image I've ever made. Sending it over to Colin.
I'm worried.
Okay, I win now.
I don't think you could do it. I don't know how good the answer is.
This points to Eli.
What is this? That one's not getting shared.
Oh, bear in mind, anything you do put here, I'm going to put in edit. So just anything you share in Gen Chat,
I'll let Eli commit to that bit. This is his abomination.
This is where like the age divide like really shows itself shit. Because my brain is not like broken enough to get.
You guys, like, Chat has to see this picture. This is the best picture ever made.
Would you someone like to describe it for the audio listeners, please?
Yeah, you know what? Sure. Eli, do you want or should I fire away with it?
Well, can I pull it up? Can Andy pull it up if I put it in the general?
Yeah. I believe so.
Well, how about should I describe while he's doing that then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know that picture of it's side by side, it's Jesus and the devil, and it's like my child will do X. It will see. I'm guessing it's roughly like that, except it's Photoshop Bulge Horace, who's M. Preg, thinking about his loving husband. And Sanguinius's thought bubble is just a coat hanger.
Oh my god. No,
that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Why did you find the most like glam rock picture of Sanguinius you possibly could?
I like, but he looks pretty.
Christ.
This is this is permanent. Oh, and I've said some stupid stuff, but that's crazy.
Oh dear.
Good God. Moving on to the final question, away from that abomination of imagery. What code phrase means a Battle Brothers on Warrior Lodge business?
Oh. Right. Dear me. What phrase?
God.
To be fair, this like I wasn't sure what questions to expect, and I think Colin, you've done a good like job of like running the gamut of like here's some kind of obvious stuff, here's some obscure stuff that even those sneaky lore guys I know won't know because it's kind of obscure.
I did try. Ooh. It also again you know helps. I read like the finished read like last week, so
true,
quite fresh in my mind.
God, this is difficult.
What code for code phrase?
Chat, could you please give us an alternative phrase, code phrase?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe is a bit extravagant way to put it, like but a, it is a like saying. A saying. It is three words.
I know. I think I know. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have enough. If I've lost all my pride, I don't know if I can send this or not.
No, go, come on, commit. Don't be a bitch.
All right, I'll send. You're not going to be able to
like how Eli was kind of hiding behind his avatar on the little on the board. Just there.
My message is too long. You've hit 2,000. Are you kidding me?
Did he put the entire Declaration of Independence?
No, in
the,
it's
I'm hoping.
Okay, let me freaking. I got to delete some stuff. Let's just delete the last line. There we go.
What have you done, Eli?
I actually generally don't know the answer to this question. So this is actually quite difficult.
Well, we'll get to the answers for hard mode real quick, because what the fuck is this?
He can't contain it.
What am I looking at?
The quiz has gotten worse.
Chad, if you've ever heard We the Sus music, I sent Colin the lyrics to one of their songs. I have a friend who watches a lot of YTPs and stuff like that. So I've been exposed to the horrors of the internet.
Hard mode. Hal and Andy got a point. Eli, I'll give you half a point for trying.
Thanks.
Thanks, Nick. The correct answer was faith. So Andy got faith.
Yeah,
Hal also got faith. Or I'm going to honk out a brown snake.
Wow.
Wow.
And Eli... this was a multi-pronged question. Bazinga laugh track. The divine emperor something religion related, give me something. I'll give you a half a point.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
Wow.
Moving on to the second question. We have what did Lucius do, you know, with a mega rack and little heretical. Actually everyone got this one right.
Yeah,
hey. He used an arm as a sword, part of it as a weapon. It was pretty sharp, but everyone else was like alien, bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, mega arachnid's metal like bipeds or whatever. It was so sharp that even when they like held it in their hand, it was like cutting. Like,
I think it cut Lucius. Yeah,
yeah.
Damn, I like how even
my beloved
dude. Poor shout out to Saul. He saw Lucius doing that. His first thought was just, Lucius was like, their purpose must have been to help me train. And Saul, even, you know, through all Imperium alien bad propaganda, is like, if they have a purpose, I don't think it was to help you sword fight better, you egotistical prick.
That's the only thing I find law breaking in this whole early book. So, like, how the hell are him and, like, how are Saul and Lucius actually friends? Like, bro, he hates it. Like, they hate each other, kind of. Oh, man.
Bonded trauma. Maybe that's like you said.
Mm-hmm. No other friends.
For the last one, what was the code phrase that they used when it's time for Warrior Lodge business? I'm afraid no one got this one right.
Well, damn it.
I can't say.
Oh, I don't recall.
It was close, but not quite.
I think I was like close, but I couldn't quite remember exactly what they.
Yeah, so we'll go from the top again. Andy, kill for the living, kill for the dead. That was another chant that, you know, they did say a lot, but that wasn't. Yeah. If I remember, that wasn't specific like Warrior Lodge.
That's just Luna Wolves, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's best I could come up with.
Hal had I don't recall, or do you moan when you wipe?
There it is.
Classic. And.
Dude, how would love We the Sus music?
Eli sent a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist piece.
Okay. Shout out to the chat who said from Fenrir, who said, "Hal, tell Eli to eat Colin."
Okay.
So the current tally is.
He's not gonna read my answer. That's crazy.
No, I'm not reading all of that. Go to hell. The current tally is 3.5 for Eli. 6 for Andy, 8 for Hal. Well, I will say,
you can't keep getting away with this.
The bonus question can potentially save it, but you do.
No.
We'll get to it. I will say, the bonus question, 1 point if you just give me the correct answer. Whoever makes me laugh the most can get 3 points.
Ooh. Oh, God. I can beat Andy. Oh, wow. I can beat Andy.
The question is simply, who is the man beside you?
I believe I used all my best answers already.
1 point for correct, 3 if you make me laugh.
The most. I assume you mean like that beside me. Like beside me?
Who is the man beside you, Andy?
Right.
Thank you, Dutch.
Colin's bonus question is basically like, I'm going to make you gain points to ruin friendships. Right. Okay.
See, Thankwall says he thinks of Rockin' Poland is Gordy. That's right, Thankwall.
I just said, make a funny answer. It's not ruining friendships.
Well, it could potentially. I need to check the spelling. Hold on.
Could it?
God damn, this is tough.
What if we're trying to make you laugh?
Don't say something horrible about Hal or Eli, and it won't be a friendship ruiner.
Okay.
Or do, hey man, it's on you. I'm not answering.
Oh no, this is actually the hardest question of all. I'm really trying on this one. Shout out to Horus Rising, clearly not containing any of this part that I'm writing in here.
There's got to be some other things I can cram in here. I wonder if I spelled that.
I don't know if this is funny or not.
Thank you.
Tight.
Ooh, that had some heart.
I think Eli will probably win this one, but you know.
I don't know if this is all. I used all my funny ideas.
Don't read the answers until
I think the true loser of this question is Dutch, who keeps sending me things, and I give him horrors of how I edit every time he does.
I'm
guessing I went a little bit too much off rip with
Yeah, we've really
with the bonus question. I thought I'd make it fun, you know, make the bonus question like a real bonus, like, you know, something a little bit off there. And instead,
shout out to Shellac. He's wet as grip. If you're saying I'm smoking a fatty bowl for you, colon.
It is, again, if you just commit to the right answer, you do get one in the name of God.
I should sort of say that's what I'm sending.
Are all the answers in? Hal, are you done?
I just realized that Hal's the only one who gets off from like being like,
yeah, Hal gets off.
Eli's talking about Andy, and then Hal's talking about Colin. Oh, it's not fair. Not fair.
All right. The answers are in with the final totals of presently 8, 6, and 3.5.
It's winnable. Tieable.
We'll do it in descending order then, since everyone did a funny 3 points, okay. 2 points, 1 point. Hal with a Samus is the man besides you. Samus sharts on Lennon in state. Wow. Vine boom noise. Samus is Skylar White, yo. Vine boom noise. Fuck nugget. Followed up with, it is illegal in the UK to feed a horse whilst on a carriage.
Wow.
True. You can't feed a horse.
Is it actually?
Oh, man. I know what I'm doing this weekend. Normal. I'm going to find a horse and a carriage. Oh, man. It's an M&M's.
I swear, Hal is the funniest guy Hal knows. Like...
Let me guess. Hal, do you watch a lot of QI and just go like, this is my personality? QI. Oh.
No, I work too much alone.
You give too much time to think. Sometimes you got to look inward, and you might not like what you
see. I'm in a weird spot between I'm not a Gen Z, but I'm the youngest millennial. So my humor's between brain rot and actually like older humor. So I'm in this weird middle ground.
I don't know if I've ever seen anyone laugh as hard at Hal's jokes than Hal.
Yeah.
I'm having the best time, man.
I like how Hal is also like a half breed between Gen Z and
With a bonus from Andy now, Eli, the Lou Ferrigno of Canada, gorger of crunky noodles, crunchy. Oh my lord, crunky. Gulper of eggs, glucker of Lucius, and Felidor of Fulgrim, master of gains, jorker of Eldar, Tau apologist, and only lore criminal capable of marrying an actual woman.
Wow, all facts. All facts. Andy's real for that. I was not so nice in spitting.
No, Ant or Eli.
Oh, shit.
You know, I would like to say, I said nowhere that this needed to be about each other.
We the sus music's on my mind now, all right?
Not once did I say this needed to be about each other, but I can't help the direction
everyone I could.
Yeah, and Hal at least didn't start friendly firing.
Why did Jake Thornton says Hal was one of those kids that Jimmy Savile? I don't think I can finish that.
Lara Thornton.
Jesus.
For the last one, Eli, who unfortunately I am Gen Z brain rot. This man arcing for Jagadai up in here, making this guy prego for real sexual style. Engine oil and all, this man sussing with the Primarch of the White Scars. They called White Scars for a reason, you feel? What the fuck? Making pregnant Goku look PG for real, you feel me? Put this man and Jack and I in a room. They both coming back pregnant. In parentheses, it's Andy.
See, I laugh at my own jokes, but my brain cannot go to that depth.
There's the last thing on there is he on top like a Primark tier list for real.
Oh, I skipped
over. Andy always puts like the con on top.
Thank you, Imperial Saint von Karstein. Horace, we need to cook.
Oh dear.
I think Colin's overstimulated.
I always forget to wear my war crimes merch. Oh my gosh, I was looking at Andy's hat and
I forgot my war crimes. We have merch. We should say I missed it at the beginning. We have merchandise, so
Hal has a new poster, is it his background? Those are real nice.
Yeah.
Or in his Khalgar shout out.
For the audio listeners, it is Battle of Macragge and a Thousand Sun Rubric Marine, which I...
Kill Harry, I got We the Sus music on my mind. That's all I can say. Just look up We the Sus music, bro, and you'll understand.
I didn't use Colin's code for display, so I'm in the doghouse right now.
Kill him.
Wow.
In the interest of being really obnoxious right now, and because the phrase gulper of eggs really just... I like that one a lot. Andy gets 3 points. Eli gets robbed. Two. Hey, and Hal so gets one. Oh, which means so there's now a 9-point tie. Oh,
damn it.
Huge.
I'm sabotaged.
Eli with 5.5. Let me come up with an emergency question really quick.
Emergency okay. Force rising.
Give something worth 4 points so that I can win.
I'm literally not allowed to win, bro.
War crimes cart. Does that mean like the Fend cart? Is that what we're talking about?
Does Colin have a display code? Yes, you do, don't you, Colin?
I don't know if the link's still valid. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Dutch, I don't want. We need someone to get a point, not 0 points all around.
How much did Paul spend on Rogaine?
Make the emergency question about Stormcast Eternals.
Yeah, that's what Dutch said.
Oh, it's
too.
Stuff. Oh,
it's Horus Rising quiz got clever. Really off the rails towards the end.
All right, it's a real question this time.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
What did fake Emperor ask Garvey Loken as to the invasion?
God damn it.
He asked him a question. You know, they had a talk, he asked a question, then you know some things went down.
Did you turn the stove off before you came?
It made Garvey Loken think. And I think it even inspired him to go talk to Cinderman about the Imperium and the Great Crusade and all that stuff. Eli's already...
Where'd you get your fit?
Questioner, like, you know, he said he did say something about the whole invasion. Questioner, he said something in regards to, like, the Imperium invading... The Imperium, I guess. Funny way the names worked out, but
Angry Homunculus says, "Is like, who are you?" That's a good point. Why did you just say that?
Why are you in my house?
Shalaxi's wettest gripper says, "Why no balls, Loken? Have you played Raid Shadow Legends yet?
Have you heard of the High Elves?
Have you heard of the High Elves?"
Did you know Aragorn in that scene actually broke his foot?
Okay, all right, okay.
Eli, you need some help, so I'll just you're wrong. That's not it.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Well, then
tell you when you let it go. This guy's getting a whole damn ladder.
Do you like honestly, Hal? Do you know this one?
I'm kind of guessing between something. I feel confident in my answer.
I don't
remember if I
did the same.
Worded it right.
Just send some.
I think I'm gonna have to concede.
I don't know if I've worded it right. At least I'm confident because I think it's. I think it's what I.
It's right. It's crazy how Dutch got the question.
Bruh.
The winner is Dutch. Surprise Dutch victory.
Huge. Huge.
And his pun and his. And with the answers all in, I'm afraid for the two of you, I have to announce that the winner is Hal. Why couldn't you just leave us alone? You could have just left us be. As for the other answers, Dutch also got it correct. He's here in spirit playing along. Eli, you know, no, we'll save that. my God, and then Andy did almost the same thing. Decider, how that Erda sloppy toppy.
Jesus Christ.
And then Eli, do it fart, tried to get the real answer and then said, well then, do it squirt. points. And with 10 points, it is another stud on Hal's podium.
Screw Hal. Hal is excommunicate.
1 billion Praetorus, Space Marine quizzes. 1 trillion from Lore Space Crimes. Marine quizzes.
You know what?
We need, we're going to make a t-shirt design with arrows pointing to Hal saying, cringe, cringe, he sucks. I don't like losing.
Can we have one single Xenos quiz where I'm not the quiz master? Please. Please.
Well, that's why I did this one, so I don't have to be the quiz taker for
all I'm hearing is wow, like, bruh.
How about this?
Get better on your Warhammer, bruh.
Someone fucking Winter Soldier. Jarvis, Maximum Pulse, Hal's house.
Oh, I have a question. Should I then do like, should I do an Eldar quiz when I'm doing my Eldar month content?
Yeah.
And then that one.
It is.
Yeah. And Colin and I will win.
Yeah, he'll get some gold on those. Get some gold on those podiums. Looking pretty rough over there, I have to say. Mm-hmm. We do have some more.
I've got gold in my plinth.
We do have some donations that I think were spread throughout. We should get to them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does anyone taste one?
Lean. My cat won't stop talking about me and him being two corpses in one grave after I fed him weird powder. He's starting to scare me. Why do I do?
Well,
no, it's an easy fix. Just give the powder to the rest of your neighbor's pets and it'll solve itself.
Is your cat your PFP? Perchance, is that your cat himself?
All you need to do, Bean, is activate the Halo array and it will purge all life of the galaxy and that will sort out your cat.
We'll meet you in paradise.
I don't know what we're on about.
When's the Halo quiz?
You did a Halo reference.
When's the Halo quiz? The Halo
bro.
I'm about to say, I'm about to break it out if there's another Hal victory.
That's it. We'll do a Halo quiz and we'll make Hal lose.
Pub quiz 1930s Germany lore when? You know, I don't think we're going to be doing that one. Oh,
we're kind of living in it soon now anyway, so it might as well work.
History lore would be interesting. I learned a lot about.
I don't think you need to include the word lore in that sentence. Yeah, okay. History.
Ever since I played Axis and Allies last week, I've learned a lot about Japan in World War II.
Did you learn, or did you just keep diving into carriers?
You know what? I destroyed the U.S. fleet. I took over China. Was number two that day. China was number two that day. Japan is number one.
Victory in the Pacific. USA. Christ.
Thank you, Donkey.
I have finished my greatest project, Vermin Lord Vermitron, Greater Demon of the Great Horned Omnisci. Hell yeah.
That sounds crazy.
What that looks like.
Tlaxi's wettest gripper. Thank you for the two. Eli's ab nails look like Mike's. Also, I'm dripping Hal. Wow.
You're dripping.
Oh, I see. You're saying I was the only one with a mic.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the chest.
Oh,
Hal is a bit drippy on his avatar, to be fair. He's gloopy.
Knickknack 3587. Just joined. I'm guessing I missed some stuff. Well, thank you for the two. You might have just missed a little bit.
You missed pregnant horse.
True.
Kill Harry for...
Kill Harry.
seven-time Canadian. Colin, please put this towards a bedside table, man.
Look, I'm going to be like, I need to call the accountant, like get my tax stuff done. And then when I get that done, I'm going to be moving. I'm not doing that when it's coming within like a month. Skelnar, the underlord with the fiver. Sussy Baka imposter. Thanks.
We the sus music.
You kind of smell like a Baka.
Christ, swear to God, I literally... Like Gen Z humor, like it does actually like fry my brain. Like I'm so late on it, man. I'm caught between two worlds, and one thing is like humor I understood growing up, and then this new stuff is it makes my brain melt.
Oh man, who's making the Skibidi lore crime edit? Where's the Skibidi lore crime action Bunny figures and all?
$2. Hal wins a Horus Heresy quiz, surprising no one.
Real, so real.
Andy has read the entire Horus Heresy. Mm-hmm. And Andy is... Andy Avil was probably the most knowledgeable in terms of, like, everything, I would say. I think mine is just, like... Because, like, if I do certain parts of the lore, I've generally read the entire book thing on it. So it just feels a bit easier. But then it comes, like, the thing, like, if you ask me the general things about most topics, I probably would struggle a lot.
Got some good one from Bean coming up. I like that one.
Is there a next one there, Andy?
This one? Another one from Bunny Cup.
One, a good Bunny Cup. Thank you, Bunny Cup, for the $5. Prager Samus Aran R34 art is the man beside you. Wow. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thank you for the the message.
Wow.
Jesus.
And a big one here from Parker Summerlin. I recently showed my dad an almost 1-hour-long video explaining the Warhammer timeline. After we gone through the War in Heaven part, he looked at me and said, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Well, go to Dad. Dad for watching that with you.
Hmm.
Skelnar the Underlord for $5. Do you visit the Cloud District very often? Well, not very. God, I messed him up. Do you visit the Cloud District often? Or am I saying, of course you don't?
Well, I want this guy more.
Nazim is. I was offended the first time I ever saw Nazim, and now he's just target practice. He's on site every playthrough. He's on site.
Also with fire.
Thank you.
Late to the stream, but howdy, here's some love. Thank you. I got a job. I got a new job next month. I'm officially a Fed. All right, let's question.
Wow.
Job's good. Fed.
Crazy.
Look, you get the pension. I respect it. But if you're part of the ATF, I don't respect it.
I say it's full set, well, though, because they have to ask you about, like, what do you, like, what kind of media you consume. You don't show them this. set for $5. Mm-hmm. Hal and Tool work two worlds of Erebussy and sinking in the diarrhea. In brackets, you make me insane with some of the things. I mean, bro, you're here and you willingly listen to it. Would you go visit other things if you didn't hear all this insane stuff?
Bean with the $2 golden message. Thank you. Samus is the one stroking his she beside you. Yes, he is. Ugh. Yes, he is. Stroking it. The goat.
Jorking it. Isn't Colin?
Colin?
Pardon me. Sure. Jack N.
Thank you.
Viver. Just finished the Soul Hunter trilogy. And IDK if I learn anything of what they stand for. But Ave Nominus Nox. No, Ave Dominus Nox. Ave Dominus Nox. Ave, I'm gay.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Jack N.
You learned that Jake is goated, though, I imagine. That's the right. That's that trilogy, right? Bruh. Or is there two Night Lord trilogies?
he's in it, but he's like...
Mormon Eli, can you translate for me? What does Invader Zim Iceberg when? What does that mean?
Invader Zim is one of the best shows ever made. One of the best pieces of media to ever grace this entire planet ever in all of human history.
It's great.
That's what it is.
Jesus Christ. Bro, this chat is just full of people just saying, I'm gay. We appreciate everyone, though. That's Horus Rising, the pub quiz.
Did we get the diarrhea one in? Did I just totally blank out for that?
Yeah.
The diarrhea one?
This is what happens when Colin reads Horus Heresy books. His brain just gets like taken up with this information. He's like, I don't know about this. I don't like it.
Wait till I make Colin read the Perturabo one a year from now. The Perturabo Primarch book.
That's a good one.
I'm sure the question is, though, Colin.
I hate it.
Now that you've started, are you going to keep going the whole way? All 54 books?
No, I'm not.
Well,
one was enough. One was like,
the next book will be read when someone asks me to read it for a purpose beyond, please read it.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed it anyway.
It was a good book. I did like it.
Yeah, that's all right.
I did like it.
Nice.
I think for a lot of people,
Lucius gets put in his place. As he should.
I was saying to Colin, it's hard to... It's difficult because it's not necessarily a standalone, whereas so many other books that are really good 40k ones are standalones. And Horus Rising is like, it is much more enjoyable once you've read those first three books. Because you're like, oh, man. Again, like the character arcs kind of finish, whereas things like Infinite Divine, like Trazen and Orokin's character arcs are in that one book. So as a standalone book, The Infinite Divine, I'd say, is better than Horus Rising, but then Horus Rising as a collection of other things is like, oh, okay, that collection is better. But it comes down to opinion at the day, because obviously there are I can't point in the wrong places, but two boys here who very much are only into Xenos lore, like massively, and then me and Andy are more into the, you know, humans, Imperium, and other parts. Like, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good about Warhammer. You like what you like, though. With that being said, and that embarrassing display once again for our grandkids to watch in the future or future generations to be overwhelmed by shame, that was the Horus Rising pub quiz. Colin, thank you for doing that. Yeah, thank appreciate
you,
it.
Thank you. I hope it was acceptable.
It was good. It was good. I felt like
that I didn't win.
That's well, tough. I could only do so much.
Well, now we know that the next one will probably be, you know, like, Colin will, like, his plan is to slowly get all the topics that he doesn't want to do, and he'll helm them, which is quite clever. I would say that for people who are listening,
have to do Eldar.
Colin and I are fighting for pennies down here.
Please, sir, may I have another?
He had one last donation here before we head off. It was Angry Homunculus. £2. Colin Stormcast Iceberg, please. Mm. And then someone just got, is that emojis of milk?
Salt.
Oh, salt.
That's just salt, shanked, bro.
Just shanked Horus, my friend, with an anathema. Covered in human feces, so he can be corrupted by chaos, die from blood poisoning.
You're a goat. Wow. You're real for that.
Man, what if the Primarchs got
Trench Crusade? When extra medium, we did Trench Crusade, my brother, last week.
The other week.
Yeah, check out the channel. With that being said, though, I'm doing it again. thanks everyone for watching, for listening. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you all. Love you all, and we'll catch you guys in the next one, another podcast episode, and we look forward to it. Love you. Like and subscribe. We have merchandise. Go check it out if you want some. Valentine's treat. We love you. Please.
Have a lovely Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I love you.
Happy Valentine's.